with SR News. I'm John Scott. Speaking from Palm Beach, Florida, President-elect Donald Trump announcing that SoftBank Group is planning to invest $100 billion in U.S. projects over the next 4 years. Mr. Trump says this is a winning investment for the U.S.
This historic investment is a monumental demonstration of confidence in America's future, and it will help ensure that artificial intelligence, emerging technologies, and other industries of tomorrow are built, created, and grown right here in the USA.
This is not the first major investment by SoftBank into the U.S. economy. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer urging the federal government to deploy advanced drone tracking technology. Following weeks of reported drone sightings in parts of New York and New Jersey that have stirred fear and bewilderment, the New York Democrat calling on the Department of Homeland Security to use the technology to track drones back to their landing spots. National security officials have said the drones don't appear to be a sign of foreign interference or a public safety threat. Three women found dead in a house in Columbus, police looking for answers.
In Columbus, Ohio, a homicide investigation is underway after the bodies of three women were found in a home on South Ohio Avenue. A 911 call brought officers to the house on Saturday afternoon.
It absolutely is a homicide investigation.
Police Sergeant James Fuqua spoke with WSYX WTTE.
It's very unusual to have so many victims in one incident. So, you know, one homicide is one too many, but when you have three, that's particularly alarming and troubling to us.
Among many questions surrounding the incident, was it connected to the recent homicide of 45-year-old Daryl Hambrick on December 10th? I'm Jennifer King.
The Dow dropping 50 points, the NASDAQ composite up 207. This is SRN News. Evangelical Christians voted for President Trump in big numbers again.
The Public Religion Research Institute has released its final analysis of the 2024 election, and as expected, white evangelical Protestants were a critical part of Mr. Trump's winning coalition. 85% of them cast ballots for the president, as did 64% of Hispanic Protestants and 59% of white Catholics. Mr. Trump also took 57% of white mainline Protestant voters. Kamala Harris won big amongst atheists and non-religious people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The British government has indefinitely banned puberty blockers for children with gender dysphoria after independent experts found that there was an unacceptable safety risk in prescribing the medication. The decision is a major blow to the transgender agenda and reflects a growing unease throughout Europe with such treatments for children. This is SRN News. Houston Police Department Assistant Chief Luis Menendez Sierra, speaking to KTRK, said police were called to the scene of a shooting at a pop-up party with mostly juveniles attending.
They had a very hectic scene, so kudos to our officers who came out here, were able to handle such a hectic scene with several people injured and people running all over the place. Once they kind of got here, they started tending to all the injured parties. We have several people that were injured by gunshot wounds.
And two teens were killed. Houston police have not yet identified a suspect and have asked those who were at the event to call police with any information. The longtime pastor of the Auburn University football team has died after falling into the water on Lake Martin in central Alabama. The Reverend Chet L. Williams fell into the water from his pontoon boat. Williams, a former Auburn linebacker, served as the Auburn football team chaplain. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.